B-Pod Studios.
What's today? Today's
Friday.
It is Friday morning.
Keep things casual.
I'm trying to keep it casual, B.
Why?
What's up?
It's casual Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Yeah, it's like a casual Friday, but...
No. Ultra casual.
Casual Friday.
So I'm talking sweatpants and no bra.
Casual Fridays are canceled.
In any hoops, it's always fun.
Let's go.
All right, showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. The weekend is arrived.
Yes.
Yay. And it's more than just a weekend. This is President's Weekend. Oh,
yes.
I hope you have big plans. Hope you have the day off on Monday. And the weather's going to be pretty decent for the weekend, so that's good. And we got a lot of good stuff coming up on the program for you today.
We sure do. You know, this celebrity won Valentine's Day yesterday, and I've decided I'm pretty jealous of her life. And I think that I would have probably done the thing that she did to get that life.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Do you think
that's
so?
Very interesting.
Anyway, we'll discuss it. 7:45's Dirty Laundry. And,
very dirty.
Yeah, it's very dirty today. But we do have one bright light, which is this Valentine's Day.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, how did you do on Valentine's Day? Did you hit a home run or did you strike out? Or
I feel like my Valentine's Day is for me. I feel like I stood back and what? I looked at like my decorations and the cupcakes that I made. And I'm like, you know what? Like, Lucy just walked right past it. She didn't even care. Dave was like, yeah, that's thanks. But he doesn't really. And I was just like, I like it. I think I just do it for me. It's my present to me. Also, self-love. I bought myself the best present ever yesterday.
Oh, my.
Pink tequila. Oh. Boom. I got it done.
That is not where I thought that was going to end.
That really scared me. Okay, Hank, how did yours go?
Mine went fine. You know, we had a little celebration. My wife and I are going out to dinner tomorrow night. You know, I made her a card.
Homemade card.
That's
huh?
nice, though.
Not because I forgot one.
Because you wanted it,
Brian.
To.
Well, you had mentioned that you were going to buy one that was blank.
And I decided to
go in. He really did. He made it.
Entirely blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I made her one. I made her a nice little card.
It looked like the ones my kids gave my wife.
Yeah. Not quite as nice as the ones your kids made, but it's the thought that counts.
Brian, how did your...
It was great. I coached a basketball game, and we had frozen pizza. So
excellent. Win. Okay. Well, life is good.
How about
life
you?
Is good. Yeah. Fine. That was good. Yeah.
Amen.
I got a new briefcase for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Wow.
Keep your briefs in it. Yep.
Exactly.
Yes, nice. Very good.
Thanks.
You always need a clean pair.
Let me see. News for The Bachelor. We can cover that.
That's interesting. Okay. I wasn't there, by the way.
did you see the thing? They've done a study, and they say that you can predict your kids' future income as early as kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff here.
Okay, that's an interesting thing.
I got a theory on why Amazon's pulling out of New York.
Do you?
I'll share that with you this morning.
All right.
Okay, all of this is coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So this is a brilliant idea. It's a bed that's going to solve the problems if you sleep with a bed hog. You know, somebody who's, you know, they start off like on their side of the bed, and they end up completely... covering like three quarters of the bed, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I feel like I sleep. I know that Dave is sort of a bed hog, but Lucy is definitely a bed hog.
A bed hog. Okay.
Like she's the worst. And we have a queen size bed. Now this is the coolest thing because it's Ford made it. It's a prototype.
Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, so
of all
I had to
people.
Look up the commercial because really? I'm like, well, how would this happen? Like, would the bed catapult the person like an opposite Murphy bed situation into the other room? Because that I could totally get down with. But instead, what it is, it's like the mattress is a conveyor belt, and so it senses when the person is encroaching on your 50%, and it moves the bed so that it's 50-50 again.
Yep.
And if it happens again, moves the bed.
So it gives you space to roll back over.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
but
it can roll from either left to right or right to left, depending on who's encroaching.
Right.
It doesn't have like two separate ones that would like put the bed hog back in his spot.
No,
yes.
No.
I'm assuming it's
no,
the
it
husband,
does not.
It
yeah.
always is.
it's, no,
but it's
it just
a brilliant
it
idea.
Just equal. It is brilliant. I mean, if they could invent something to hit the person next to you if they snore, that's next.
If they had
the
an automatic elbow.
Yes, an automatic elbow.
Yeah.
So that would
be good.
If it
was noise activated.
It should have something that measures the number of times that this needs to occur in the middle of the night. And
right.
After a certain amount, it shoots them off the bed.
That would be a brilliant idea.
I guess the average person, this is in the commercial, moves significantly 12 to 20 times while sleeping.
So sleeping on one of these is basically like falling asleep on the checkout at the supermarket.
Yeah, basically, that's the whole
try
thing.
It out right there.
So I figure they're going to probably. I'm wondering how they're going to market this because it is built by the Ford Motor Company. And so I'm thinking, okay, here's the way they're going to market this whole thing. Since, it really pisses you off that the person next to you is hogging the bed, they have the best selling pickup truck in America, which is the Ford F-150. So they call this the FU-150. It's probably the way that's going to work.
You know, 80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Both Hank and LBF, both were down in the nation's capital, down in D.C. weekend. And they have a whole new appreciation for presidents having visited D.C. here.
I do, because I really took them for granted. And since I've been to the Lincoln Memorial, now I just feel like a better person.
Do you feel like, okay.
I do. I feel like an American again.
It's kind of interesting because people, there's so many presidents that we forgot about. You know, we're celebrating basically this weekend Washington and Lincoln, gigantic
figures. They're like the Kardashians of presidents.
Precisely.
Very
okay.
well known.
Somebody told me.
But there are
so
many presidents that people just forgot about.
Somebody told me I looked like William Howard Taft. I don't think that's a compliment.
Well, he was a big guy. Wow. He was a big guy. As a matter of fact, he actually got stuck in the White House bathtub one time.
It definitely wasn't a compliment then.
Wow.
That's a little presidential trivia, but we can learn a lot through Hamilton, the musical. It was such a success because it taught history through music.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, okay, you need to know who some of the other presidents
were. Some of the lesser-known presidents.
Yes, yeah.
I was always a big fan of Chester A. Arthur, and he does not get enough.
No.
He doesn't. You know you're right about that. No. Well, so we're thinking something like this might be good to use in schools. Check this out. See what you think. Okay.
Martin Van Buren, who's he? Millard Fillmore, 13th head of state, maybe. Chester A. Arthur,
Arthur, all right.
William McKinley was not just some dude and. Who's James Buchanan again? And this dude William Henry Harrison.
Hi.
Rutherford B. Hayes. Warren G. Harding, he was so lame, baby. Bet you forgot about them.
Yep.
Forgettable presidents. Yeah, you forgot about them.
Okay, well. Maybe Hamilton was better.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
For example, did you know that Lincoln never slept in the Lincoln bedroom? But I passed that along.
Really?
Okay. It was his office. So, Hank, what's going on in sports this morning?
Hey, Bruins go for their fourth straight win tonight. They play the Mighty Ducks in Anaheim. It's NBA All-Star Weekend, and Charlotte Kyrie, the only Celtic that was selected to play in the All-Star game. It's Sunday night, 8 o'clock on TNT, but he's been out with a knee injury.
Shouldn't play.
The official position of Danny Ainge and the Celtics, if he's healthy enough on Sunday night, he can play. I don't think he should play. Hey, David Price will wear number 10 this year in honor of his young son, Xavier. No, the X stands for 10. Full squad workout is Monday. And Julian Edelman, the Grand Marshal for Sunday's Daytona 500.
All right.
The whole field was set last night at the Daytona Duels. And if you're into NASCAR, WROR.com/WickedFast. I talk NASCAR every week with my buddy Timmy G. Check it out.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Hey, did you find social media to be a little over the top yesterday?
Yeah, you know, yesterday was a bad day to be on social media, even if you're the happiest person in the world. In fact, yesterday through all of next week into next Sunday is it's a good time to take off between Valentine's Day and people on vacation. You're going to lose your mind. But yesterday was particularly crazy because all the celebs posted Valentine's Day on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. you know, from Reese Witherspoon to Kevin Bacon serenading his wife.
I enjoyed Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus tweeted out quite the risque photo to her husband.
I sent it to Wally. He really enjoyed it.
Pink was kind of adorable. She said, if you have a stubborn person in your life that makes you want to rip your hair out on the daily, happy Valentine's Day with a picture of... Yep. I like her so much.
Yeah.
Giselle and Tom. Actually, their pictures were really nice. It made me feel, again, bad about myself.
Yeah.
With them hugging, and she posted one about him, and he posted something that said, like, my forever Valentine. Lady Gaga broke up with her fiance, but she got this wicked cool tattoo of a rose going all the way down her spine and says, La Vie en Rose from A Star is Born. So sometimes being alone on Valentine's Day, you can post some pretty awesome stuff. But the person who won Valentine's Day yesterday, and I am surprised by this, and I've never been jealous of this person before in my life, but I would reconsider sex tapes because it made her life.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Kanye West Valentine gift to Kim Kardashian was Kenny G playing in her living room surrounded by glasses upon glasses, vase upon vase of roses. Take a listen. It was amazing. Like roses everywhere. And this white stark room, and Kenny G live and in person playing that instrument. What
in,
is it?
In their own house?
Alto sax.
It's a sax. Alto sax, yeah.
In her house.
In her house.
In her house as a surprise. That is, I know, I think that is the one of the best Valentine's Day gifts. Yeah. I mean, he's crazy when it comes to Valentine's Day. What, last, like 2 years ago, it was a wall of roses.
He's
remember
crazy
that?
Anyway.
I know he's crazy, but like this, he can be crazy bad.
Okay.
He can be crazy bad, but he can be use it for good.
It swings both ways.
Yes, and yeah. Day, he taps into the good crazy.
Hey, Dave Falcone plays a pretty nice guitar.
Yeah, not really.
Did he yesterday?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, you got to remember in that relationship, VD doesn't necessarily stand for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
So, I just, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you think that was like, that is like the, it's so over the top. It's slightly, it's creative.
But just remember this. He didn't do it. His people did it.
No. I disagree 100%.
Okay, you
he
think you
idea.
Think that Kanye West comes in, spends like 6 hours setting up vases?
He's a genius.
I'm sure he had people set up the vases.
Yes,
but
of course he did.
They were probably vases.
They were vases.
But he came up with the idea.
Well, yeah, and he probably called Kenny G. Said, "Yo, Kenny, what are you doing on Valentine's Day?"
I can come up with brilliant ideas too.
I know what he said. I want to make Valentine's Day great again.
That's right.
Okay. No, but seriously, I think. And who cares if he had other people do it? That's okay.
That's the great part about
being rich. Yeah. There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for your 720 Men for Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb walks into $3 Dewey's with some exciting news for Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, I just applied for a job down at that new sawmill off Route 302.
Oh, what'd they say?
Well, they said I could start tomorrow at $15 an hour, and after just 2 months, the pay would go to $20 an hour.
My, that's some big money. So do you start tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'm not stupid, you know. I told them I'd wait the 2 months and start when the pay was better.
That's good thinking.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Charles Barkley has a thing for Tom Brady, and he was on
Kimmel
last night.
It's a man crush.
And you know what? It's legit. This is what he had to say.
He invited me to practice in Atlanta before the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Belichick.
And I was having a great time, him and Mr. Kraft and my man Bird, who worked for the Patriots. They treated me great. But then I made a mistake, Jimmy.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes.
You cast a spell?
All right. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden, I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes, and I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
He didn't want to fall in love. He didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored all them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized. Yeah, that Tom Brady, he's a pretty man, y'all.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
He's a nice guy, too, but, man, I can't look him in the eyes again.
Yeah.
Funny.
Legit. I mean,
that is funny.
I don't know. At least he's honest. I can see that. I can see that Tom Brady looks like he has an intense look and like looks through you.
Looks through you. Yeah, it's one of those looks.
Into your soul, into what makes you tick. And I think that you're just roped right in.
Don't look into his eyes.
If you want to see it, go to WROR.com. You can watch. It's laugh out loud funny.
I love Charles Barkley.
I do, too. The man has lost more money on a weekend in Vegas than the rest of us has made in a lifetime.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay, coming up, we got your dirty laundry. Oh, the laundry's filthy today, isn't it?
I don't know how to approach this subject, but let me just tell you that your child's favorite YouTube star has a past that is beyond filthy.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay.
Down and dirty.
This is shocking. Your kid's favorite YouTube star story is shocking. We're also going to discuss how it's not the Carlton dance and what happened to The Bachelor, that he left a really important fundraising event. He was so horrified. This dirty laundry is brought to you by Citizens Bank. Okay. I honestly don't know how to unpack this.
But here goes. Just got to tell it like it is.
Your beloved YouTube star, Blippi. Here, listen to this guy.
Yep, okay.
Oh, check it out. Miniature golfer.
Whoa. Suspender wearing.
Here we go. Two size clubs.
High-pitched voice.
This one or this
kind
one?
Kind of a weird orange and blue beret. Yeah.
This one.
This kid, he's got a past, and that past involves poo.
What?
Okay, where were you when you found out Blippi dropped it like it's hot on a friend in a video in 2013? Because I know where I was. This guy's Steven John, who has 3.5 million subscribers, averages about 500,000 views a month, mostly little kids, toddlers, baby Einstein, but not that smart, was doing a shocking rendition of the Harlem Shake meme. Remember that? It was
speaking of the McDonald's shakes being back out.
As gross-out comedian Skeezy Grossman. Yes.
Okay,
he
so
said.
He had a job before.
Yes,
he
had a
Blippi.
Job before.
Maybe he's reformed.
Yes, I did make a gross out comedy video when I was in my early 20s. He admitted it. He said, it was a dumb, it was just dumb, stupid comedy. Who among us
hasn't
downloaded some software on their naked friend while their friend wore a helmet and goggles and then posted the video of it online? Who among us, people?
Well, As a YouTuber, I think it takes a little time to find your voice.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I think
and it's not like he can get it. He cannot like get it off the internet.
You can't undo it.
It's gone.
It is. It's gone.
You cannot find it.
You found it yesterday.
No, I found an artist rendition of it yesterday.
Oh,
he's got good
Who
lawyers.
Does an artist rendition of it anyway?
Oh, it was an.
This is like a karaoke version.
It was no.
Well, BuzzFeed
it was a sketch.
Has seen it. It was a sketch.
It was on the BuzzFeed article.
A drawing of it.
A sketch of the article.
Okay.
Because
I wouldn't even look at the sketch because I was. It was so sketchy.
You had to click a disclaimer to view the sketch.
Yikes.
I'm like, all right, I'll look at it.
Okay.
The funny thing about the report
is,
that one of the people who wrote about it actually said it was hilarious. I don't know why that person would say that, but whatever. Anyway, I can't even believe that I'm discussing this, but I feel like I need to tell parents because they need to know.
Not I spent way too much time trying to find that video on the internet yesterday.
Wow. Okay, so now you know, and I can just put
that
behind
rest,
me.
You can rest now.
And the filter alert didn't come on from work.
Oh, my gosh. No. Alfonso Ribeiro tried to sue Fortnite and another Epic Games because he thought that he owned the Carlton dance. Because he did it on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and all that
stuff.
Did
they turn him down?
The U.S. Copyright Office denied his request to copyright the dance, so now he cannot make royalties from those sort of things.
You know what annoys me the most about that story?
Yeah, I know.
We talked to Alfonso Ribeiro yesterday.
Yesterday we talked to him.
As soon as we hang up the phone, like an hour later, that story breaks. Yeah. And I'm like, come on!
Yeah,
really, because that would have been what we wanted to talk to him about.
And finally, Colton Underwood, who's the star of the ABC's The Bachelor, Ali Raisman's ex-boyfriend.
The virgin.
Yes, he's the virgin. I feel that, like, who cares? I guess who cares? I don't know. Is it?
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Anyway, he was at this event for his charity, the Legacy Foundation, that benefits people with cystic fibrosis, and he was apparently groped while he was taking a picture with some of the people who went to the dinner,
like
the gala.
Taylor Swift style.
Yes, and he left, and he said, "I didn't sign up to be a piece of meat or a zoo animal."
I don't know if you sign up for The Bachelor. I'm afraid you did.
No, I think he's trying. Well, I mean, maybe he's trying to like virginify The Bachelor.
Virginify The Bachelor.
Good luck with that.
Not going to happen.
You're going to need some bleach.
And by the way, speaking of virginifying things, I see that Tommy Lee married his girlfriend yesterday. I'm sure that marriage has...
Lucky her, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's got legs.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it is game time here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Radio program. Yes, we're ready to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So let's begin by meeting our player this morning, who is Teresa Eisner, who is an insurance broker from Salem, Massachusetts. Well, good morning and welcome to the show, Teresa. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. So how's the insurance game going up in beautiful Salem?
Yeah, it's going okay.
Good.
It's going
good.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Are you feeling confident?
No.
No.
You know what I like in Salem are those wharf rat drinks at that particular bar.
Oh, Victoria Station.
Yes.
Love those.
Those are good. They go down smooth.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you ought to have one of those before we start the game.
I'm gonna take the edge off.
Don't
worry.
Gonna mellow you out just a little bit.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Okay. So now you understand what's gonna happen here, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. The 10 questions. Get them all right. Yep. Bingo. Everybody, you got the drill. So I think we're all ready.
We have a theme.
Oh no.
Because I love a theme.
Another theme game this morning.
Well, it's President's Day.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. Then.
Theming.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What was George Washington's wife's name?
Pass.
Where is John Adams buried?
Cemetery.
What president created the New Deal?
Eisenhower.
What was the name of the theater in which Abraham Lincoln was shot?
Ford.
What vice presidential candidate claimed she could see Alaska from her house?
Palin.
True or false, Gerald Ford was a peanut farmer before he was president?
False.
Who shot President Reagan?
Hinckley.
Theodore Roosevelt wore a ring with a lock of this president's hair during his second inauguration.
Washington.
Name one of the type of comic books Barack Obama collects.
Spider-Man.
What does the S in Harry S. Truman's name
Captain
stand
America.
For?
Sorry?
What does the S in Harry S. Truman's name stand for?
You started off
a little bit tricky, you got strong in the middle.
Rough start, but you picked it up there, so you got five right.
Okay.
You got some wrong, and you passed on a couple, so let's go ahead and review.
All right, so today's history lesson. George Washington's wife's name was Martha. John Adams, John Adams is, in fact, buried in a cemetery, but we wanted something a little bit more specific.
I think we should give it to her anyway.
Yeah, maybe. He's buried in Quincy, Massachusetts. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that.
No, it didn't, but that makes sense.
Yeah. What president created the New Deal? FDR. Theodore Roosevelt wore a ring with a lock of this president's hair during his second inauguration. Abraham Lincoln. You were right on Spider-Man. Barack Obama collects Spider-Man or Conan the Barbarian.
Yes, so we're not going to take that second answer. You tried to change it.
Yeah, so we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you because we are nice.
Take that back because I gave it the first one.
And what does the S in Harry S. Truman's name stand for? Nothing.
Nothing. He had
just
no
an S. Just an S.
Okay, that's why there's no period.
Okay.
Well, sometimes there is, but sometimes there isn't. There's an argument about that.
Really?
Yes. People argue about really weird things.
Raising its ugly head.
Punctuation, man. It can really bring out the worst in people.
But Tracy, you did a great job. You really did.
Okay, for you, we have a consolation prize, too, and I think you'll enjoy it.
You are going
to enjoy
it.
As a matter of fact, I know you are. You got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card, so you can go in there and get all the grub you need for whatever you got in mind.
Yeah, after you visit the cannabis place in Salem.
Right.
Yes.
You might have the munchies. Places packed, I hear.
I'm really doing some great tourism for Salem between the drinks and the pot. But whatever, anyway.
Thank you very much for playing.
Take line one.
Okay, okay. Oh, let's see.
We just have to get this in there.
Yeah, good morning. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Joe from Quincy. I was just calling to correct LBF on where John Adams was buried.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah.
He is buried in the First President's Church in Quincy Center in the basement.
Yeah, okay.
So he's in the basement
he's
in Quincy.
He's not in a cemetery.
Okay.
Not in the cemetery.
Okay, good
you Quincy
to know.
You people are quick to correct.
And also, you're also quick to bury people in the basement.
I think you'd be from Revere.
You know, I think I had a distant relative who had some people buried in the basement, too. But that's another story for another time.
Thank you for the specifics.
Okay, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you listening, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Teresa, thanks for playing the game today, okay?
Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, you think you got what it takes? Come on, you can win this game. We got $1,000 in Century Bank just waiting to be won. And you can, but you gotta qualify. You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. Play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Win $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, now this is real drama. Guy's out jogging, Colorado.
It's big mistake. That was his first mistake.
He's out jogging in the hills, and this is last week. And he cuts off on a trail, and here's his story of what happened.
31-year-old guy, his name's Travis.
Okay, check this out.
About a quarter mile into that run, I ended up hearing some pine needles rustle, like a stick break. And I turned around and just was pretty bummed out to see a mountain lion chasing after me. So I stopped and threw my hands up in the air and I started shouting, and unfortunately the shouts didn't deter it. It grabbed onto my hand and wrist, started to claw at my face and neck, and that's when kind of my fear response turned into more of a fight response, because I realized how close it was getting to my eyes, and it got a claw in my lip, and I tried to throw it off me at that point, and then we took a little tumble down the south side of the trail. Down there, just kind of had a little wrestling match, at which point I was able to get on top of it, pin its back legs, so I didn't get any soft tissue scratched out in my nether regions. And I was grabbing around for sticks. I only had my left hand free. My right hand was still locked in its jaws. Tried to get at its neck to see if I could stab it in the neck to get it to release. That wasn't working. The sticks were breaking. So then I picked up a rock that I had seen kind of near us. It was pretty heavy and it was kind of hard to wield. And I tried to give it a few bashes in the back of the head. But fortunately, I just kind of had a tough time swinging it with my arm still locked into the cat's jaws. Really wasn't working too well at that point. I knew with two pretty good blows to the back of the head that it didn't release, that I was probably going to have to do something a little more drastic. And then I was able to kind of shift my weight and get a foot on its neck.
Wow. And that's how he actually
suffocated.
He won the battle. He choked the mountain lion to death. Basically.
Choked it to death. All in all, the whole thing took 10 minutes. Couple of things. Travis chose not to listen to music when he went for his run that day, which probably saved his life.
Yep, probably did. Yeah.
Second is that Kaufman was the 22nd person attacked by a mountain lion in Colorado since 1990, which is why people shouldn't jog.
or go to Colorado.
Yeah. You should carry mace with you.
Women do. That's the thing. Women are all constantly on the lookout for bad things happening to them. So the other thing, too, is that he had to run back.
Yeah. 3 miles.
3 miles back.
Out. To get help.
Yes, and he finally bumped into two hikers, and they drove him to the emergency room.
How many stitches did he have?
More
than 2 dozen stitches.
I mean, that has got to be... And he had just gotten a cat 6 months ago, so he understood, you know, if you kind of play with a cat, if they let you play with it, their hind legs are really very powerful, even with a little cat.
If you get them on their back and tickle their belly, they really like
that.
That's what he forgot to do, is get him on his back and tickle his belly.
Yeah.
Or you carry a mouse when you go out running.
That's probably true.
Oh, my God.
You
know, it's really...
Too bad he didn't have his phone with him, because he could have had the ultimate cat video.
Yep. I still want to know, and I have not had this question answered, if he got to keep it.
No, because I think that they did a necropsy. They did an autopsy for a cat.
Well, he'd still put it back together and stuff it and put it in his front hallway. That'd look nice.
And it would be, and he didn't shoot or anything, so the body would be in perfect condition.
Excellent pelt.
This guy is not smart, though, because he's planning to run again soon.
Okay. Whatever it takes.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay.
You know what? There is a conspiracy theory involving your kid's favorite pizza. And I think that it's true. I think it's true, and you're going to be really upset.
I don't think it's true.
You don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true.
I looked at the evidence. Have you seen the evidence?
Yeah.
Wow, then you're crazy.
Thank you. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. 80s and more on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program. And LBF is pretty sure that I am crazy because I don't buy into the whole Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy.
Okay, so there is a conspiracy theory about Chuck E. Cheese pizza brought up by Shane Dawson, who is an internet personality. This guy, he has 20 million subscribers on YouTube. So people pay attention to what he has to say. And this is what he said about Chuck E. Cheese pizza, because he noticed that Chuck E. Cheese pizza didn't come out in a perfectly full circle. It looked a little... Pizza slices looked mismatched. Here he goes.
There's a theory that if somebody at Chuck E. Cheese doesn't finish their whole pizza, and there's like a few pieces left, the employee will take that to the back, take those pieces off the tray, and form a new pizza with all the other leftovers, and then reheat it and serve it to a new customer. Every piece is a different size. That piece is longer than that piece, which is shorter than that piece. These pieces in the back are shorter than those pieces. And none of the pepperonis
Oh, man.
Line up.
I mean, if that's true, yeah, that would be probably illegal to do.
I think we've proven that these two halves were never together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, hold on here, Kermit the Frog.
Has Chuck E. Cheese completely denies this. They say they have a very
you gotta remember
heavy
this guy,
cutter.
This guy is in the business of conspiracies.
Well, is he?
Yeah, really, that's what he does. Yeah. That's how he makes his money.
Thing, yeah. Well, anyway, it makes sense. I'm sure they don't do it, but I have another theory.
Oh, really?
Because I think what happens is they have pizza, and maybe they have another pizza, extra slices, or like another pizza sitting there, and it doesn't add up, or they're like a messed up cheese situation.
Yeah, it could happen.
And they take from the kitchen different slices.
Plus, you got to
remember put those together.
You got to remember who's running Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, it's a brilliant business model because what they do, you got the upper tier executives, and then they hire a bunch of kids to run the place.
Not a rat ran it.
It was a rat, yeah.
And
I have my kids a couple times. They have birthday parties there.
Yeah, yeah.
Great time. But you look around and say, yeah, this is brilliant. No wonder they're making so much money.
Exactly. You know, because the kids that are working there, they're not making anything, you know.
One kid in a costume. Yeah. You get three 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old manager.
Precisely.
I just want to know how you can explain those pizza pictures.
Well, see, I think people that's a lot of pizza pictures.
I think some of them are phonied up, too.
Piecemeal it in the back. That's my explanation. I just think
very
that's
strange.
True.
It would be okay if it was like half pepperoni and half cheese. So,
but even then, the cheese don't all match up.
No, they don't.
I want to say that I was a 17-year-old working in El Torito, and I was super responsible, and I never put anybody's used burrito on a new plate. So, you know, those kids are not going to do that.
I feel better about that.
You'd eat it. That's what you do.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.